A protest in Portland against police brutality continued last night, but this time the event was peaceful as city councilors and the mayor stood and then kneeled with the protesters. Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
What are you proud to be? Black! What are you proud to be, Gigi? Black!
Wednesday afternoon, a school-age kid voiced her pride before an audience of hundreds protesting systemic racism in the wake of George Floyd's killing. Earlier, organizers made it clear Wednesday's protest on the steps of Portland City Hall would be peaceful. It would elevate the voices of black youth, and the mic was open to anyone willing to speak. Before the event began, co-organizer Abdul Ali said he hoped the gathering would inspire authorities to listen to the experiences of the young and black in the Pine Tree State.
There's a trauma that comes up when you're black, period. There's a trauma that you grow up with, a war that you have to fight that you didn't ask for. So in all, we're in 2020 and this conversation should not be happening.
Chantel King, one of the first speakers, said she's sick of worrying what can happen when her family leaves the house.
I don't want to worry about my brother jogging down the street. I don't want to worry about my sister picking up groceries. I don't want to worry anymore.
King says that allies of this cause can help in three ways. First, by educating themselves. Second, by talking about the problem.
And three, just please be kind to each other. At the end of the day, we are all human beings, despite gender, sexuality, creed, nationality, race, color, it doesn't matter!
As other young people took the mic and shared their experiences of being black in a predominantly white state, Portland Mayor Kate Snyder and several members of the Portland City Council, including Ty Chong, Spencer Thibodeau, and Pius Ali, stood behind them. Protests across the nation were initially sparked by the death of George Floyd, who died after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, held Floyd down with his knee for several minutes. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene are also facing charges. In Portland Wednesday, city leaders called for accountability and took some accountability themselves, although no policy changes were truly proposed. Councilmember Jill Dusan asked those gathered to observe a moment of silence and to take a knee in memory of George Floyd and other people of color who have lost their lives to police. Representative Rachel Talbot Ross called for state government to address Maine's higher rates of COVID-19 infections among people of color.
Well over one in five people who have COVID in Maine is black, even though only one in 60 Mainers are black.
Portland School Superintendent Xavier Botana said it was time to acknowledge that schools are sites of oppression.
I'm profoundly ashamed of the little progress that we've made to decolonize our curriculum and privilege the voices of those who are marginalized and underrepresented.
Westbrook Police Chief Janine Roberts apologized for saying earlier in the day, every life matters, as it could be understood to oppose the statement, Black Lives Matter.
I want to apologize to all black and brown community members, not here, not just here locally, but nationally.
And although the deep underpinnings of systemic racism were acknowledged, there remained a call for even greater accountability. One of the last people to speak at length took the mic in a bright pink wig, pointing to the flags above City Hall and charging city government and various communities within it to take an even more obvious anti-racist stance.
Where's the Black Lives Matter flag hanging up there?
And as the first drops of a light rain began to fall, drag performer Chartreuse Money left the crowd with a song.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for anyone that's white.
Soon after, organizers disbanded the official protest. Nonetheless, about 50 people later marched to the Portland police station, where they asked officers to take a knee before eventually dispersing. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.